open.
We're going to keep it open if we have border security. If we don't have border security, we're not going to keep it open.
The longest government shutdown in U.S. history.
Hey. Hi there. I didn't have you turned up very loudly. Now I do.
I feel turned up.
Gonna turn you on. We're gonna give you the power.
Power.
I don't know the rest of the words of this stupid song from PBS.
Are you familiar with Randy Rainbow?
I have heard of this gentleman, yes.
You need to go immediately to his channel and watch his most recent video. I think you'll really appreciate it.
I'm not a big Rent fan. That's why I didn't watch it when it came out earlier today.
President Trump. Oh, God, that makes me so horny.
Treasons of Trump. Treasons of Trump.
And then we fell in love. Okay? And the reason I say that is not in a braggadocious way. It's because...
Braggadocious?
Stand back and stand by.
In COVID, Kofifis, and Russians, and paper towels and Mueller's red hats and words he can't spell. In 2,102,400 minutes, how will you remember 4 years stuck in hell?
With Donald, Jessica,
in midnight, in phone calls, in love notes, North Korea, in impeachments, spring jams, and all corruption. Get about chaos.
I'm curious to know what you thought of the Randy Rainbow duet that he did with Broadway Bitch.
Betty Buckley.
No, the Broadway Bitch.
Betty Buckley.
No, the
Patti LuPone.
Yeah, Patti LuPone.
Patti LuPone.
Yeah.
I've never disliked anything he's done, so I probably liked it, but I don't quite remember.
Okay. I know that you were not a fan, at least on Facebook, of Patti LuPone's part in Hollywood. The Ryan
it wasn't Patti LuPone. It was the fact that she was bent over a banister getting fucked from behind that I thought was totally unnecessary, completely. That kind of shit pulls me out of drama. As I've said a million billion times before, I'm a big fan of porn. Mm-hmm. I have no problem with pornography whatsoever, but I don't like it intermingled in my drama. And because it pulls me out of it. I didn't see the character getting, you know, whatever it was, the character. I saw Patti LuPone getting banged over, hanging over a balcony. Instead of singing "Don't Cry for Me, Argentina," she's singing "Stick It in Deeper, Motherfucker." And it, you know.
In fairness, it was a banister, not a balcony. But
"Don't Cry for Me, West Covina."
That's Wes Covina is from the My Crazy Ex-Girlfriend.
No, actually, it's a town that's not far from us, but that's
I know,
okay.
But My Crazy Ex-Girlfriend is set in the town of West Covina. They do a whole musical number. That My Crazy Ex-Girlfriend is a weird hybrid musical kind of a show, and it's set in West Covina, and they had like all these songs. They were really funny. Anyway, they had a West Covina song. I've cleaned my glasses now. Can you turn on your original audio? You sound a bit compressed.
I'm feeling a bit
compressed.
Oh,
look at you. You sound so much better now.
I'm feeling so compressed. By nature.
They have a salve for that.
They do have a salve. How are you, Daniel?
I'm doing great. I have a couple of things up on the board.
On the Trello, on the Trello, on the Trello. Let's see what it say on the Trello. It say,
okay,
Netflix 70 movie, Future of OTTs.
Yeah.
Trip to Disney.
Yeah.
Daniel White Psychology. And if you could spend an evening with another living being, whom? Dead?
No, that's yours. That's yours. That was yours. Yeah, that's I just added another one just right now. Because that's what I was watching right before we started here.
Biden-Harris COVID memorial.
Yeah, I don't know if you saw that or not, because it is very early where you are. But right at sunset in Washington, D.C., President-elect Biden and Vice President-elect Harris stood in front of the Lincoln Memorial, in front of the reflecting pool, and lit up 400 columns of light to represent the 400,000 people who have died, and did a whole production thing there.
401, apparently.
Yeah. Did a whole production thing there with there was a nurse that had sung Amazing Grace that had gone viral on YouTube, and so they invited her to sing Amazing Grace, and then someone else sang Hallelujah at the end of it. But it was, as was pointed out on NBC, the first time that any member of government has, you know, even acknowledged the fact that we have lost 400,000 citizens. I know. But you know what tomorrow is?
Oh, my God. A day that I have been waiting for 4 years.
Tomorrow is the day that we no longer have to say President-elect Biden and Vice President-elect Harris. We can actually just say President Biden and Vice President Harris.
Praise the Lord Jesus. Yeah.
I noticed that he has not yet released his pardons. I'm assuming he's waiting until after we're done recording because he doesn't want to...
He did give a farewell speech, I believe.
That was released right before the COVID memorial thing. I saw it on YouTube. I mean, I saw it listed on YouTube, but I have not watched it.
I can't. I tried. I turned it on, and as soon as he opened his mouth, I turned it off. I cannot.
Yeah, the New York Times is saying that it was mainly, him trying to frame his
how he'll be remembered.
Yeah, frame his accomplishments and
what. And of course, that's end, what it always is.
At the end of it, of course, he never mentions Biden by name, and he just says that, you know, a new administration is coming in and blah blah blah. But I'm really curious, though. So you're familiar with the Presidential Records Act, right? Anything that a president writes is archived.
Yes, somewhere in the back of my head, I knew that.
Yeah, and Trump has been, you know, throwing his middle finger at that his entire presidency. He'll actually write things down, and then as aides are like trying to pick it up to archive it, or, you know, to send it off to get archived or whatever, he'll like rip it up and eat it, and like to keep it from getting archived and stuff. And it's been this really big problem because he likes to apparently read newspapers. And as he reads the articles, he rips them out. Just like an old lady, he rips them out, writes something on them with a Sharpie, and mails them to people, like in the mail. Like, you know, like, so if he reads an article about you, and he, you know, he would be like, yeah, good going, Scott, for doing that thing. Like, he would write that on a Sharpie, Donald Trump, and then mail it to you. Like, I remember this vividly as a child. I'm curious if you ever had this. My grandmother would send us mail every month that would, as you open the envelope, would just have all kind of newspaper clippings just falling out of it, of things that had happened that she saw in the newspaper that she, like, you know, clipped out to shove into these envelopes to mail to my mother, her daughter.
That's very sweet.
So it's just like, I guess Trump is big into that. So. That's why he can't use laptops. He just keeps... Can't get the Sharpie off the screen.
Ba-dum-chi, boom, bang. Diggity, diggity, flap. Oh, Muttley.
Yeah, Trump is going to be gone. Not even bothering to go to the inauguration. Oh, no, back to the Presidential Records Act. I'm curious if he's going to leave a letter. Because, you know, it is tradition for the outgoing president to leave a letter.
Do you honestly think he will?
I do. I feel like it will be a fuck you letter.
Oh.
About him stealing the election or something like that. But I cling on to the fact that there's the presidential...
Cling on.
I live in hope that he does write a letter, because the Presidential Record Act means that it will go into the archives and we will all get to see his stupidity for eons to come. As a shining beacon of what not to do ever again.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
How you been?
I've been fine. I had a lot of fun with you and Adam last Friday.
Oh, yes. Thank you for hanging around the entire show. I felt bad that Adam, like, guilted you into doing that.
He didn't. First of all, nobody really can guilt you into anything, but you do that to your... One does it to oneself.
Oh.
Adam could say anything he wanted to, and if I felt guilty, it was on me, not him. That's something I've learned in my ancient decrepit hood.
Oh.
Yes. But it happened is it worked out that... Drew didn't have something that he wanted us to watch. I didn't have anything that we wanted to watch. And we thought, well, why not spend the evening with Daniel and Adam, since nothing is dramatically pulling us away to do something else. And it turned out to be a very enjoyable evening for all involved.
Yes. I even resurrected your Princeton joke just for Drew.
And he laughed heartily. And also, I love that I'm now anti-Scott. I think that that's right. Of all the... And that you titled it The Birth of Anti-Scott or something that, which is very... honors me. Mm-hmm. And I appreciate very much. And I think it's hysterical. It's perfect. It's perfection, anti-Scott.
Now you just have to change your Twitter handle, your Facebook handle.
Oi. Torquis.
Yeah, no, it was a fun evening. We didn't have a lot of people in the chat room, though, so I was glad that you were there, because,
Yes, it was myself and...
Cyclone.
Cyclone.
Yeah.
Do you know who Cyclone is?
He is a listener of our show. He sends us stuff every week. You know, all the material that he sends us every week for the TV guide stuff and the birthdays and the news articles and like what happened on this
day.
He's
a dedicated listener.
Yeah, he's our executive producer. I mean, I don't believe I've ever met Cyclone. If I have, he didn't make it known that I had met him. I do know his real name just from getting email and stuff, but I don't actually know. He lives in Arizona, I believe.
One of the fraud states. Damned fraud, Arizona.
That's right. Gonna object. Did you see any of the video from the New Yorker? They had a reporter that was on the scene at the Capitol, and he released a bunch of his compiled videos, and they were going through Ted Cruz's book at his seat in the Senate. To like, they were just taking out all of his papers and, oh, look at this, objection to the state of Arizona voting. He was going to sell us out the whole time. And like because they have no reading comprehension. And then it took another one of the idiots to explain to the guy that was like, no, he was objecting to it. He's like, oh, he's on our side then. He's on our side. It is a fascinating video to watch because it's on the floor of the Senate. And there's a cop there, and there's like four or five MAGA people in there. And at one point, one of the guys says to the cop, shouldn't you be like preventing us from doing this stuff? And the cop goes, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1. It's like, well, I'm going to be, I'm hoping to, appeal to your better angels to have you leave. This is a very, sacred place here. Can you please, leave? It's like, oh, we got to take a picture. And that's when the Q shaman came busting through the doors and wanted to sit up in the seat, of the, the president's seat in the Senate and take his picture and all of that stuff. And it was just, it's just fascinating to watch all this stuff. Of course, none of them were Trump supporters, Scott. They're all Antifa.
Yes, absolutely.
It's what we like to call a long con. The Q shaman, the QAnon shaman who has been at every QAnon rally ever before, was secretly Antifa this whole time.
The whole time.
He was just, he was deep cover, part of the deep state. Probably trying to befriend women so that he could steal their children and drink their blood.
Yeah. God.
Well, it's just so hard to be a conservative in today's society because, you're being constantly censored.
I know. All of your rights are being taken away.
Just little by little, all of your rights being flushed down the toilet because it's like, you just want to look at them and go, the stuff they're banning are like lies and like death threats and stuff. Are you saying that that's your party then? That's what it is to be a conservative, is to make lies and death threats, and that's why you're being censored? It's like, I still see plenty of stupid conservatives posting non-death threat related things. They don't seem to be banned. Anyway. It's Inauguration Eve, Scott.
Yes, Daniel, it is.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
God, I hope nothing blows up tomorrow.
I don't think, 25,000, 25,501 troops, National Guard troops are in D.C. right now.
Holy crap.
I don't think.
That's a lot of National Guards.
I don't think anything that way is going to happen. Although I did see today that they have removed 12 National Guard troops because of their extreme postings online. Like they were vetting them.
They drink children's blood.
Apparently. And So anyway. All right. Do you have anything to throw on the list there?
I should, because we're going to run out. Let's put this there, and let's put this. I don't know, even know what the Netflix 70 movies future of OTT means.
I know.
You going to save it?
No, I'm saying I was going to talk to you about it on the show.
Okay, and
the elevator pitch of it here is you work in this industry and this industry is changing. And I'm curious what some of your thoughts are on how your industry is changing.
Okay.
And big Netflix announcement is the mechanism by which I will move into that topic.
Okay.
Okay. And I was just reading something about what was it called? You won't know this. Stagecraft. Do you know what that is?
What stagecraft is?
It's a brand name though. It's a brand name. Stagecraft. It's a virtual production setup that was created by ILM, which is one of those. It basically allow. I know I've talked to you in passing before. That's how they filmed The Mandalorian. But instead of going on location and then green screening people into things, they have wall size LED monitors and software that syncs it with the camera and the lighting, so that you can just project a virtual environment and put your actors directly into it, and the lighting on the stage matches the lighting of the background. And so it's, and as you move the camera, it can pan the, you know, can parallax and move. And so it makes it so that you can film on virtual sets without having to do a lot of imagining. Like, your actors can see the things on the walls. They can see the images that they're interacting with. So it means you can do those kind of things with far less people. And the results are immediate, as opposed to waiting for months for them to green screen and put in stuff in post. So, but that is a technology developed by ILM, which is now owned by Disney. So,
what isn't owned by Disney?
I'm not owned by Disney.
Bullshit.
Hey, diddly-dee, I am not owned by
Disney. Did you see the incredibly hysterical comment I left on Zach's Facebook page? When he posted, I believe it was his page, when he posted the picture of him squatting next to that sweet little goat in the petting zoo?
I did not, because I also posted that picture, so let me look on his page and see.
Maybe, I don't know if it's yours or
mine. Oh, there it is. Vera Charles commented on your photo.
Okay.
Zach, what did I say? You're always hanging around old goats. First of all.
Yes, that's not an old goat.
That goat is only a couple of years old. Yeah.
I just thought that was brilliantly funny, but then again, I have very low standards for humor.
Hilarious. Yes, I know. There is a vast age difference between myself and my partner. I don't know what to do.
If he dies, he dies.
I know. I don't know what to do about it. I mean, I can't change my age yet.
There's nothing that needs to be done about it, darling. If you both are happy, that's good.
Well, I'm happy. I'm assuming he's happy. I don't know if he's happy or not. Maybe he's not.
You know what happens when you assume?
You make a supposition?
You make an ass
out of you
and me.
We're hosting a Super Bowl.
A Super Bowl?
Yeah. The Super Bowl. We're hosting the Super Bowl here in Tampa. I didn't know that until just recently. Also, I learned on the TV news this morning that the Tampa Bay Buccaneers might actually make it to the Super Bowl. And if that were the case, they would be the first team in history to play a Super Bowl in their own stadium. That is the extent of my knowledge of football. I can tell you that there's a team called the Buccaneers. And yes,
I have as much interest in sports as I have in getting sounded.
Shoes. Yeah, I have no interest in getting sounded.
Shiz.
But I don't have any. I don't. My, you know, if people want to do sounding, I'm, you know, I have no kink shaming involved in that. I just don't like it when those videos show up on my suggestions on my porn sites. I'm like, I don't ever want to see that.
I know. It's like, you have to put a pee hole filter on your on your favorites.
Have to.
No pee hole probing, please.
No pee hole probing, please. Of course, now that I can no longer use Pornhub, I have to, you know, use something else because they just got rid of most of their videos. But we've talked about that before.
We have indeed.
All right.
Shall we?
We shall. I believe it's my turn.
Let me start recording. And I am now recording. Look at the energy shift. Holy Christ.
One, two, three, four. You talked over my intro.
I did.
One, two, three, four.